Good evening. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here this evening. You know, when I announced the title for the lesson tonight, I can't sleep. It was not an invitation to come and take a nap. Now, I want to ask this question. Probably some of you are old enough to remember this song. It was written in around 1961, and it was written by a gentleman called Bobby Lewis. And the song title is Tossing and Turning. And one of the hooks in the song was a line that said, I couldn't sleep at all last night. Many of us have trouble sleeping at night. Not every night. I know there's some nights, I'm going to use myself as an example. I go to bed, and within a few minutes, I'm out. It's lights out until I wake up in the morning or Dorothy wakes me up and says, hey, you need to get up. It's getting too late. I don't wake her up, but she, never mind. But there's other nights, I go to bed and I'm like the song. And Dorothy will attest to this. I'm tossing and I'm turning. I can't go to sleep. Or if I do happen to fall asleep within about an hour, hour and a half, I wake back up and then I'm awake 2 or 3 hours. There's many reasons why people can't sleep at night. So this evening I hope that I can impress upon you the peace that we have in Jesus Christ and how we can experience that peace and be able to sleep at night. You know, our world is in turmoil. Just about any news channel you go to, it makes no difference what news channel it is. It's woe. What's happening now? In this part of the world, this is happening. In that part of the world, something totally different is happening. In this country, sometimes all we can do is just shake our head. But again, there's many reasons why some cannot sleep. Now, I have to say that I do not believe that anyone here has this problem of why they can't sleep. But I have down as number one the reasons why some cannot sleep. It's simply because they are anxious to do evil. If you read with me in Micah chapter 2 and verse 1, and verse 2, woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. They go to sleep, they go to bed, but they don't sleep because they're devising evil things that they can do. When the morning is light, they practice it. You know, they go through everything that they want to accomplish the next day in their evil, and when they wake up finally in the morning, they get out of bed and they set out doing their evil. It goes on, because it is in the power of their hand, and they covet fields. They toss and they turn at night trying to devise ways to get something that they want, no matter what it might cost someone else. And they covet fields and take them by violence, and houses, and take them away. So they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. Now, this is some pretty evil things that this person or these people are devising while they can't sleep at night. And then we look at Psalms verse 36 and verse 4. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Here again, this is a man who lies awake at night scheming, devising evil, because to him, there is no evil. It's whatever his heart desires, he's going to do. And then we read in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 16, for they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. Now what we can see in these three passages of Scripture is that even in the Old Testament times, people had problems sleeping. And here, these people had problems of sleeping because they were anxious to do evil. Their mind continually works to devise evil, scheming all night about the evil that they can do. Now, the second thing I have down here, and this probably fits into a category that a lot of us can be in, and that is we can't sleep at night because of our anxiety and worry. Anxiety, worry, literally uneasiness, nervousness, impending or anticipated ill. Too many times we dwell on things that might happen. We worry and we're anxious about things that possibly might take place. And many times we worry ourselves into sickness. And when we get to that point, our sleep is disturbed because we're not able to shut it off. We're not able to look at the possibility of some major thing happening and putting it out of our mind and saying, you know, don't worry, don't be anxious about something that may and possibly would never, ever happen. But yet, we do. We worry and we fret. But you know, Jesus has an answer for this. And most of you know this passage, Matthew 6, verse 33 and 34. Here Jesus himself says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. There's no place in here about worrying about things that will possibly come to pass or might happen, because when we worry like that, then we are giving our mind and our thoughts and our cares to things that possibly will never happen. Jesus here says to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness and all the things that necessary for us to live, to sustain our life, shall be added unto us. The Lord gives us sunshine. Last night, this morning, he gave us rain. It's not as hot today as it was yesterday and the day before. He goes on, he says, take therefore no thought for the morrow. Don't worry about it. That's literally what it means to take no thought. Don't worry about tomorrow. For the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Tomorrow is going to take care of itself. What can we worry about today that's going to change anything about tomorrow? Now, I don't want everybody to think that I don't understand people that worry and are anxious. You have a vehicle that's developed an issue or a problem, and you're trying to go to sleep on a Sunday night thinking you have to go to work on Monday morning. Is my car going to make it? You know, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about things that we really don't have control over. When we worry, when we are anxious about things that we literally have no control over, then it will cause us to lose sleep. It will cause us to be anxious about things that we cannot change. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Don't worry about it. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient or enough unto the day is the evil thereof. We have enough to worry about today. Not worrying about tomorrow. There's things that we need to take care of right now, today, at this moment. Not tomorrow. So let us dwell on the things that we have to do today and let tomorrow take care of itself. You know, we live in a fallen world, and there are many things that have the ability to make us anxious and worried. But again, if we're taking care of the things of today and not worrying about tomorrow or being anxious about tomorrow, then I believe it will help us to sleep at night. Now, the number three thing that I think we have a problem with when we can't sleep at night is guilt and regret. Guilt and regret. You know, there's many times in my life I've felt regret. You know, you go and you purchase a vehicle or something. Do you ever regret buying that vehicle? Especially while you're driving it home, it breaks down. Why did I spend the money? Why did I let that salesman talk me into this piece of junk? Guilt. Perhaps we have guilt in our lives because we've done things and said things to perhaps someone else that we should feel guilty about. And it works on our minds. And when we try to sleep at night, that guilt and that regret worries us. You know, the word there, regret, might even mean that we miss or mourn the loss of something. You know, many cannot forgive their past. Many simply cannot get over things that they've done in their past, even though God has forgiven perhaps our past sins. We don't allow ourselves to feel that forgiveness. So we live in guilt daily. Look at Psalms 34 or 38 and verse 4. The psalmist here writes, "For my iniquities are gone over my head." He felt regret. He felt guilt. "And as heavy burden, they are too heavy for me." The psalmist says here that he cannot overcome the guilt and the regret of his sin. Do we feel that way? Do we feel that the things that we've done in our past are so great that God simply cannot or will not forgive us, even though we know that that's not true. Worry and guilt and regret, it's like a rocking chair. You know, it gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. You'll remember Irma Bombeck, that's her saying. Ezra chapter 9, verse 6. And said, O my God, I am ashamed and blushed to lift up my face to thee, my God, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up into the heavens. Our sins are so great. Our guilt and our regret is so great that we can't even lift up our heads. You'd be surprised at the people that simply will not and cannot pray because of guilt. They feel that they are so guilty that God cannot forgive their sin. If that's the case, then literally what we are saying is our sin is greater than God. And that's not true. Many, again, cannot forgive their past, even though God has forgiven them. God will forgive. And it's up to us to seek that forgiveness. And once that forgiveness is given, because we have confessed our faults, we've confessed our sins, we've obeyed the gospel, and had our sins passed away, then that guilt and that regret should cease. Shouldn't it? Psalms 40 and verse 12. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. My iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. For they are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. In these three passages here, we see the problem and the issue that these people were having of their guilt and their regret of what they've done. Do we allow guilt and regret to keep us from sleeping at night? Now, again, there's going to be nights when simply because of whatever, we're going to have sleepless nights. But it should not be because of guilt, regrets, anxiety, or worry, because all of those things we can give to God. Let Him take them. So how do we get sleep? How do we get to sleep at night peaceably and not worry? The simple answer is to rest in Jesus. Most of you know this passage, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You worried? You're anxious? Maybe full of regret and guilt? Jesus says, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, there's going to be times in our lives when rest is not going to come. But again, it should not be because of worry and regret and anxiety. Because all of those things can be taken away in God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Heavy laden, burdened down, a heavy load. You know, I've stated this before. The yoke, literally, that has the idea of a balanced scale. Something that's joined together. And the idea is that when you have a yoke of oxen that's going to pull a great burden, that yoke that ties those two oxen together is fine-tuned for each animal so that one animal is not pulling more than the other. It will not allow one of the animals to be in pain in their labor while the other one is free of pain. They're fine-tuned instruments to get the animals to work together. And I believe this is the same idea. Take my yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Jesus is there to help us. He's there to guide us. And he's not going to expect us to do more than we are physically able to do. But if you're not in Christ, then you are missing the peace that you need. Open your Bible to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I want to start reading in verse 6. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, starting in verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Did you hear what Paul said? Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. How many times have we allowed some evil that someone has done to us? How many times have we let that rob us of our peace? Paul says here that God will recompense for the tribulation that we suffer by others. Verse 7, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished. They'll have to pay a price. Who will be punished with everlasting destruction or ruin from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. In Christ, those who wish to cause us trouble should really have no effect on us. Because we know that when the time comes, God will take vengeance on those who trouble us. So why should we fret and why should we worry? Why should we be anxious? Notice Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We shouldn't be anxious. We shouldn't worry. Rest in Jesus. And secondly, seek God in the night. Meditate on God. Psalm 63 and verse 6. When I remember thee upon my bed. The psalmist here says, when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because it gives him peace. Prayer. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Not giving in to worry. Not giving in to anxiety. When we do that, when we give in, then we will lose sleep. Stop trying to carry your heavy burden all by yourselves. It's what Peter says. 1 Peter 5:17, casting all of your cares upon him, for he careth for you. It doesn't say cast some. It says cast all. Cast all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. When we give it to Christ, when we give it to God, then it releases us to peace. And when we have peace, we can sleep. Peace and rest can be ours as the children of God, even when our world is crumbling around about us. May we learn to trust in him and cast our fear and our anxieties and our worries and our cares upon him. I couldn't sleep at all last night simply because I tried to do it all by myself. This evening, if you're here and in need of prayer, for whatever reason, please come as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Hear the sweet voice.